I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We revealed last week that Karnataka has again been named the most dangerous state in India for Christians. But what makes Karnataka such a hub for persecution? Don Edwards with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says it's complicated. For one thing,
we are aware that there is a Hindu fundamentalist government in control in the state of Karnataka, and usually that indicates there will be increased opposition against the Christian community.
One thing it does hold true, persecution strengthens the church. Meanwhile, it's been a month since Typhoon Washi devastated two cities in northern Mindanao, Philippines. The International Red Cross has doubled the aid request to over $6 million to help. Over a million people were affected by the country's worst natural disaster in 20 years. Food for the Hungry Philippines is helping through a local network of Campus Crusade for Christ and local churches. It's their long-term response that provide gospel opportunities. Keep praying. And the March 11, 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan are still being felt today, both physically and spiritually. Medical Teams International helped local Christians organize their response. MTI's president, Bas van der Zalm, says while Japan was prepared to meet the physical needs, they weren't ready for the emotional ones. Reaching the Japanese people has been difficult until now.
The people who are in the area there will never forget that Christians came and helped clean out their houses, helped stand with them while they were needing to talk to someone, and that they showed compassion to them. Already we were beginning to see people opening their hearts to Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.